Hi, everyone. This is Bob.
And this is Dennis.
You're listening to a show on the Radio Nostalgia Network,
which is also a member of the new Blueberry Network
at Blueberry.com. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
Back in your own backyard.
Hello, everyone. This is Dennis with the Radio Nostalgia Network, and we have a sponsor. It's GoToMeeting. Getting to and from meetings, as you know, can be a waste of time and money. Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting, flying to headquarters for a half-day training session. This doesn't make sense. Save time and money by meeting online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, invite people to meet online. During your call, they see your computer screen on their monitor. Meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for one flat rate. So try GoToMeeting for 45 days, no credit card required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com and type in PODCAST. We get credit every time that's done, and you will benefit, and we will benefit as a network. So try GoToMeeting free today. No credit card needed. Now, this is important because it helps support the Radio Nostalgia Network and our great programming. Thank you very much. Welcome to Cowboy Theater, your source of great westerns. So sit back and let's enjoy another great western. This week, The Lone Ranger, from August the 22nd, 1947, Race Against Time.
Fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Thank you.
party of Indians, their bodies bright with war paint, danced at the edge of a clearing that surrounded a sturdy blockhouse and stockade. Occasionally, one of the savages would rush forward and let fly an arrow, then dart back to shelter. But for the most part, the Indians kept back from the rifles that pointed through portholes in the blockhouse. Inside the log building, Colonel Kilbourne turned to one of his men.
Wanda's working his braves up to a pitch, Barlow.
Yes, sir. I don't like it.
Those arrows are getting to be a nuisance. Look out, Barlow!
Oh, thanks, Colonel Kilbourne. If you hadn't pulled me
away...
Can't
afford to lose you, Barlow. We need every man. Just stay away from those openings.
We could drop those redskins as they come up to loose their arrows.
No, this is an army post. We have orders not to fight the Indians.
They're asking for it.
We won't fight unless we have to. If that money arrives, we'll be able to pay Tuonda's tribe for the land the government bought them.
It's overdue already, sir. Clayton should have arrived 2 days ago.
Yes, that's right. We hope to avoid war by paying for the land. Tuonda was agreeable at the time, but now he thinks the government doesn't mean to keep its word.
Another brave coming up. I see you, you skulking redskin. This'll fix
you. Johnson!
Hey! You knocked my gun down. I'd have got that critter.
You were told not to fire on the Indians.
I missed him anyway.
This situation is ticklish enough. You either obey orders or you go under guard. And address me as Colonel.
Hey, now hold on. I'm not a soldier.
That's quite apparent.
My business is trading. I'm getting out.
Go ahead. If you want to leave your scalp dangling from an Indian belt, that's your business. What you do inside this stockade is my business.
Colonel Kilbourne.
What is it, Barlow?
That shot must have done it, Colonel.
They're attacking.
Coming up now, sir.
You're to blame for this, Garson. I'll deal with you
later.
Colonel,
they're coming fast. That shot started things right. We'll have to take action.
So we shall. Come with me.
Right, sir.
You mean stand ready, but hold your fire.
What are we going to do, sir?
We'll use the cannon. The
cannon, sir? Shall I
summon
it?
I'll fire it myself and take full responsibility. You men, open the gates. I hate to do this, but it's better than ordering the men to open fire. The Indians will suffer fewer casualties if they're driven back at once.
The gates are open, sir. Look at those Indians come.
Yes, I see them, the poor devils. I hate to fire into their midst.
Oh, the casualties will be terrible, sir.
Yes, I know it. But unless we beat them back at once, the fight will continue indefinitely. I'll let them come a little closer before I fire.
Hey, why don't you fire that cannon and let those redskins learn a lesson?
Listen, you mind your own business, eh?
Colonel Kilbourne, look. The Indians have stopped their advance.
We'll uphold it.
They're turning toward those men who are coming from the rear.
One of them is the chief.
That's right. Tuonda himself. Yeah, but who's that with him?
I don't know.
White Horse.
Barlow, that man is masked.
So he is, sir.
Great Scott, I wonder if... Barlow, remember the stories we've heard about a masked man and a white horse?
The Lone Ranger.
Exactly.
Hey, do you think that'd be the Lone Ranger with Tuonda?
I don't know.
He's coming this way.
He called his horse Silver.
It is the Lone Ranger.
And the Indians are drawing back. They're going back where they came from.
Let that man through the gates!
The commandant, his aide, and a civilian named Garson watched as the masked rider drew near, and the Indians retreated to the far edge of the clearing.
Hold on, easy. Steady, big fella. Colonel Kilbourne.
I am Colonel Kilbourne.
I'm surprised that you admitted me without a challenge.
You saw you turned back the Indians.
Oh?
Besides, we know who you are.
That is, we think we do. Can you identify yourself, sir?
I can show you one of my bullets. It's made of silver.
That's what I thought. Sir, we've heard much of you.
Yes?
This is Lieutenant Barlow.
How do you do, Lieutenant?
How did you manage to turn those redskins back?
Who's this?
I'm Garson. I'm a trapper.
I see.
Those Indians were about to get cannon fire.
What did you say to them?
Their chief, Tuonda, spoke to them.
We saw that.
I'd already talked to Tuonda. I saw him beyond the clearing.
Oh, I see.
Indians don't like to fight if they can avoid it. I think you can talk with them, Colonel Kilbourne.
How did you know my name?
My Indian companion and I found a man on the trail, Colonel. A man named Clayton.
Clayton. He was supposed to bring the treaty money.
He was dead.
I see. I was afraid of that.
He carried this army order addressed to you, sir. It referred to money.
Poor Clayton. The money was gone, eh?
Yes, all of it. We came here as fast as we could. We thought there might be trouble.
Them Indians are boiling mad. They're going to massacre all of us.
I don't think they'll attack.
Colonel Kilbourne.
What is it, Barlow?
Chief Tuonda is coming this way. He's making a sign of peace. Thank you.
few moments later, the Indian chief and the colonel were face to face inside the stockade. Tawanda seemed to want peace, but he was stubborn in his demands for money.
Soldier, make agreement. Promise Indian much money. Money not paid. That mean Indian fight.
Tawanda, I've tried to explain that the money was stolen. You'll get the money. But it will take a little longer than we thought.
That man, him make promise.
Tawanda, I promised you that you would get the money.
Where money?
The white chief doesn't have it now, but he will have it for you.
Soldier man say my people get money at full moon. My people wait. Moon grow round, money not come. My people wait. 2 sun go by and money not come. Indian angry, start fight. You come, make promise.
What did you tell him?
I told him to come here and talk to you and he'd get his money. But that he would have to wait.
I see. Tawanda, the man who was bringing the money was killed. There will be another man with more money.
Me want money now. Not get money. Indian fight.
Are you willing to plunge your whole tribe into a war? No one has tried to cheat you. Now think, Tawanda. Do you want your squaws to raise the death chant in your village?
That is true. Always the death chant follow chant of war. But Tawanda's tribe want money.
1 more week, Tawanda. Give us 7 sons, and we'll get the money here.
My people not wait.
4 days, then. We can't possibly send a man for the money and get him back here in less than 4 days.
4 days too long.
Obviously, you're determined to make war.
I go now.
You have safe conduct from the fort. And when you return...
Now, 1 moment, please. Tawanda, will you wait for 2 days?
2 days?
2 days. If you get the money before the third sunup, will you go back to your village in peace?
No one can make that trip in 2 days.
I'm not so sure.
Not even your horse.
Colonel, I don't know whether Silver can make it or not, but he can if any horse can. At least we can try. Well, Tawanda?
I will wait 2 days. I get money before third sun, or my people fight.
Tawanda rode from the fort to join his people, and a few minutes later, Garson the trapper left the protection of the stockade. Meanwhile, the commandant started preparation of the credentials that would have to be carried by the Lone Ranger if he were to get money for the Indians. Darkness came while the masked man waited in the fort. In the darkness, the trapper Garson met the Indian chief.
Hey, Tawanda, you got the money you took off that courier?
Here is money.
Sure is one hefty load.
Tawanda no want money.
Yeah. I can't savvy, Tawanda. You and me fix it so you can drag out that courier and get the money. But you don't want none of it for yourself.
Oh, Tawanda want no money.
Oh, you want us to drive them soldiers off your range, huh?
Tawanda want this land for Indian. If soldier go, no other white man dare come.
That's right. I'm glad to see you profited by what I told you. These white men are out to trick all the Indians. As soon as you let them build forts out here and muster plenty of strength, they'll wipe all Indians out.
That right?
Don't you pay no attention to their promises. They're just paying you money so they can get a chance to muster strength.
Me savvy.
You shouldn't have agreed to wait 2 days before starting the war.
Soldier, get angry. Him think Tawanda not want peace.
Well?
Also, man with mask in fort.
Huh? You mean you're afraid of that Lone Ranger?
Him strong medicine. Better not have war while him in fort.
Well, doggone. I'd heard of some of the things the Lone Ranger had done, but I never would have believed he had you scared of him.
Him not get back in 2 days.
I don't see how he can, but... Hey, look here, Tawanda. Clayton was dry ghost on the trail. If that masked man comes in sight within 2 days, we'll treat him the same way.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, inside the stockade, the Lone Ranger's credentials were ready.
There you are. I'm trusting you because of what I've heard of you, and because I must.
Very well, Colonel.
I've addressed the dispatch to Major Decker. I hope he can supply the cash without delay.
Yeah,
it's a hard trip. 2 days is very short.
I'll do my best.
If you don't get back in time, this fort will be a smoking ruin.
I'm aware of that, sir. Steady, Silver.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, Colonel. Easy, big fellow.
Open those gates!
All right, Silver. It's up to you. Goodbye, Colonel.
Goodbye, sir.
Open them!
The Lone Ranger had been gone but a few minutes. After the gates closed behind the masked man, Colonel Kilbourn went to his quarters. He had been there but a short time when his aide came in excitedly.
Where is it, Barlow? What's the matter?
An Indian, sir. An Indian named Tonto.
Tonto?
Yes, sir. The Lone Ranger's friend.
What about him?
He was with Tawanda's people. The masked man left him there to learn what he could about the Indians' plans.
Well?
Now he's here, sir. And we'd better listen to him. Tawanda means to make war no matter what we do.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Tonto had remained with Tawanda's people when the Lone Ranger rode with a dispatch from Colonel Kilbourn. Tonto overheard the conversation between Tawanda and the trapper named Garson. He hurried to the colonel with his news.
So Tawanda intends to make war in spite of our efforts to keep peace.
Ah.
And Tawanda intends to ambush the Lone Ranger if he returns with me.
Him listen to what Garson say.
Garson, that mealy-mouthed troublemaker. So he's the one who's responsible for Clayton's death, eh? And I let him in the stockade, let him eat army food. Tonto, you know where this ambush is going to take place.
No, me not know.
If you'd only gotten here sooner, before the Lone Ranger left.
Colonel, if you let me have a detail, sir, I'll go out with Tonto and try to protect the masked man. We can cover at least part of the trail. Perhaps we could find that ambush before the Lone Ranger runs into it on his way back.
That's a fine idea, Barlow, except for one thing.
Yes, sir?
Look at this report that just came in. Tawanda's campfires ring the fort in a complete circle. He let the Lone Ranger get out to make it appear he was keeping his bargain.
Ah.
But he's letting no one else out. One step beyond, and you'd be struck with arrows till you look like a porcupine. No, we can't do a thing.
Unaware of the peril that would be waiting for him on the return trip, the Lone Ranger held the great horse Silver to a steady, ground-covering lope, pausing for brief intervals of rest. He rode alone through the night and into the dawn. He crossed a range of mountains and forded several streams.
All right, Silver, take it easy. Over, big fellow. Steady now.
The sun rose as the morning advanced.
Home, Silver!
He paused at noon and then continued toward the distant army post.
Watching that horseman?
Yes, I have, Major Decker. And he's riding the finest horse I've seen. Look at that stride.
It's a fine horse.
Major Decker!
He's calling you, sir.
I thought I heard my name.
Heading right for this gate. And he's masked.
Stand ready for trouble.
Hold it, boy. Easy, steady, big fella. I must see Major Decker at once.
I'm Major Decker. Who are you?
I am. I have a dispatch from Colonel Kilbourne.
Will you explain why Colonel Kilbourne would trust a masked man to bring a dispatch?
If you'll read this, it will give you the answer, sir. Time is very important, Major Decker. Every minute counts.
This is a most interesting communication.
Does it tell you who I am?
Colonel Kilbourne says that you can identify yourself. How about that?
Here is the only identification I have.
Cartridge.
It's silver, sir.
Well, that's sufficient. So you're the Lone Ranger. Well, I guess all of us have heard about you.
Please, Major, finish the letter.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Urgent. Request money.
As you can see, I must start back as soon as possible.
Clayton killed, huh? Ambushed.
And unless we can deliver money to Tawanda by sundown tomorrow, the Indians will attack.
Tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
But that's impossible.
You can't replace the money.
I can supply the cash, but you can't get back to Kilbourne by tomorrow sundown.
I must.
But it's impossible.
It was only yesterday when I left Colonel Kilbourne.
But your horse, it must be exhausted.
Silver has a lot of reserve strength. He'll make it, sir.
Hanlon.
Yes, sir.
See that this man and his horse are given everything they want.
Yes, sir.
And you, sir.
Yes, Major.
Make yourself comfortable. Get all the rest that you can in the next few minutes while I'm getting the cash together for you.
Meanwhile, Colonel Kilbourne paced the floor of his quarters. He watched the clock, calculating the position of the masked rider and his great horse, Silver.
If he's going to make it, he should be starting back by this time. He should be starting back with the money in his saddlebags. If he hasn't reached Decker, there's no hope. And even if he is in time, there's the ambush. They'll kill him just as they did Clayton. And no way to warn him. Who is it? Come in.
Colonel.
What's the matter, Barlow? Have you further word from the Indians?
How about Tawanda, sir? About that friend of the masked man.
Tonto, what about him?
He's gone.
Gone?
Yes, sir. One of the sentries saw him scale the wall as soon as it got dark. He'll be captured by those others.
Why did he do that?
He wanted to go out and help protect the Lone Ranger on the return trip. I told him it was out of the question. Told him we were surrounded and ordered him to stay inside the stockade. But he said he thought he could get past Tawanda's men and warn the Lone Ranger about the ambush.
Yeah. Well, perhaps he can. I wonder.
Moving as stealthily as a shadow, Tonto crept through the darkness until he reached the circle of Indians who watched the stockade. Then, lying flat on the ground, he inched his way ahead. And then he was beyond the guards and traveling on foot toward the trail over which the Lone Ranger had to come. In the meantime, the masked man and his great horse, Silver, swept through the long hours of the night.
Come on, Silver!
The gallant horse was tired, and so was the Lone Ranger. But the two pressed on while the moon appeared and then settled beneath the horizon. They kept going when the first faint light of dawn streaked the eastern sky. The rising sun found them still on the trail, moving constantly closer to their destination. The Lone Ranger was about 5 miles from the place where Garson and Tawanda waited in ambush when he saw an Indian on the trail ahead. An instant later, he recognized his friend Tonto.
Steady. Tonto, what are you doing here? I left you at the fort.
Me come here to warn you.
Warn me?
Ah, fellow named Garson, waiting in ambush.
Garson, the trapper?
That right. Him waiting with Tawanda.
And they'll shoot on sight. I might be able to reach the fort by cutting to the south.
They're a big ravine.
I've got to get to that fort, Tonto.
But Indians surround Fort Kimisabe.
Is there any way to cross the ravine?
Kimisabe? Maybe Silver jump.
A big ravine, huh? Well, it's worth a chance. Silver, old fellow, we've got to call on whatever strength you have left. City big fellow. Adios, Tonto.
Adios.
Come on, Silver!
The masked man rode to the south, leaving Tonto on the trail.
Easy, boy, easy. Steady up.
He brought his gallant horse to the edge of a ravine and reined up.
Oh, Silver, oh, steady. There it is, Silver. You jumped that far before. You've got to do it again. You understand me, big fella? You've got to go over there. All right, come on, boy. You've got to go back so you can get a start.
The masked man knew that Silver was nearly exhausted. But he also knew that the gallant stallion would do his utmost to make the broad leap successfully.
Now, Silver,
Come on, boy.
Silver charged at the canyon.
Up, Silver!
Then leaped into space. He was over with his masked rider.
Good boy, Silver. Now we'll go. Come on, Silver. Faster, boy, faster.
Sunset found Garson and Tawanda restless as they waited watching the trail.
Sun plenty low. Day soon gone.
Yeah. I thought sure that masked man would be through here by this time.
Him not come by sunset. Him too late. Him not here soon. Me go. Join other Indian. Head attack on fort.
You plan to do that anyway.
That right.
I hoped the Lone Ranger would show up so we could drop him before you left. I'd like to get my hands on that cash. It would just double what I took from Clayton.
It not matter.
Quiet. Now, what's the matter?
Me hear sound.
What kind of a sound?
Soft footstep.
I don't see anyone on the trail.
I'm not on the trail.
What the...
Him behind us.
Waiting for me.
You. Where did you come from? How did you get there?
You can figure that out, Garson, while you're in jail.
Jail? What are you talking about?
Jail for the murder of Clayton.
Why?
Hold
you...
it. Don't go for that gun.
Why, you've got nothing against me.
The army has. You're going to be taken into custody for the murder of Clayton and the theft of the money that was sent for the Indians. That's for you to wonder. You have betrayed your own people.
That's not true.
It is true. You listened to all that Garson said. You helped him to kill an army messenger and steal the money that was to be used for the people in your tribe.
Me not take money.
Did Garson keep all of it?
Is that right?
Hey, wait.
Where is it now, Garson, in your pocket?
I got cash in my pocket, but that don't prove anything.
Tawanda has already said enough to prove you killed Clayton. Tawanda, when your people are convinced that the government did keep its word, they'll not be so eager to attack the soldiers.
You can't prove a thing. It's your word against ours. The Indians will believe their own leader before they listen to you.
I don't think the Indians will believe their leader. You see, Garson, I returned some time ago. I've already met a number of the Indians who were surrounding the stockade. They have the cash that I brought from Major Decker.
They what? They haven't?
Yes, and they were willing to listen to what I told them. They were willing to follow me and hear with their own ears how they'd been betrayed.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? How could they...
A number of them are in the bushes behind me, Garson. They're on friendly terms with the soldiers. Army officers are there with them.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word you say.
How about it, Colonel Kilborn?
Come on, boys. Bring the Indians over. Let Tawanda and Garson see what they're up against.
Why, I think you tricked us. I'll get you for this.
No, you won't. You were warned, Garson.
Wait, hold on. What's that Indian? No, no.
Tawanda.
No more of that. Watch those Redskins.
Otto, take a look at Tawanda.
Ah.
You men. The next Redskin that throws a knife will be shot.
Me not throw more. Me throw at false leader.
How about Tawanda?
I'm dead.
Well, it looks as if the Indians have punished him in their own way. But as for you, Garson...
Well, listen, wait. I've got a right to a trial.
You'll get a trial, but it won't last long.
I think you'll find the money he stole in his pocket, Colonel. And you better do something about his arm. I think my bullet broke it.
We'll attend to it. In fact, from now on, I think we can attend to everything. But I don't know what we would have done without your help.
You won't need us any longer. Bring the horses, Tonto.
Me get them.
That horse carried you a long way in the past 48 hours. We'd be honored to have you as our guest if you want to rest for a few days.
We'll rest for a few days, Colonel. But Silver will be happier if he's in pasture near a camp of our own. Said he...
Excuse me, Colonel.
How about it, Silver?
I declare that horse seems to understand everything that's said to him.
Come on, Silver!
Get up, Scout!
I still don't know how he got past me. I watch that trail every minute of the time.
He leaped across the canyon, Garson.
The canyon?
Yes. And I think Silver is the only horse alive that could have made that leap.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.